Welcome to the Offer Letter Podcast, the place where real career coaches and HR professionals prepare you to answer job interview questions. I'm your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano, here to help you get your offer letter. Today's question is, tell me about yourself. Now, this is one of those questions that usually starts an interview, and it is that question that has lots of different ways to answer it. Now, I know you're thinking that we've done this already in season one, but you know what? I also wanted to start this question off in season two to show you that it doesn't have one definitive way of answering it. And actually, you can be pretty creative with how you answer this question. Now, today's guest is Dr. Ben Ritter, and he is a leadership, executive, and career coach, L&D director, values geek, international speaker, podcaster, author, mentor, and he's also passionate about guiding leaders in finding, creating, and sustaining the career they love. So, Ben, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Excited to be here today.
So, Ben, you know that there's lots of ways to answer this question. And you know what? I like hearing what other professionals like yourself think about answering the infamous question, tell me about yourself. So let's start off with, why do recruiters ask this question?
This is probably the scariest question of any social situation. Not even talking about just the interview itself. And it's usually where people stumble pretty terribly. But just take a moment and realize that this question isn't do or die. It's not going to cost you the interview, but it is really important because it can set you apart from others very quickly. Recruiters tend to ask this question just because it's a general natural start to any sort of conversation, but also because it's a quick check for your background. They're saying, is this person right or wrong? And it's, you know, unless you could completely talk about something other than the industry or the job or the organization, then they're not going to say wrong. But you can set yourself apart, as I mentioned. But then this is also a really easy way for them to check on your communication skills. Do you speak in a way that makes sense? Do you use words that fit with the level of the role in itself? So it's kind of like if you got it's almost like a verbal test in a way too.
You mentioned that this is not do or die, because usually this is the first question that's asked in an interview or near the start. You know, if people don't get this correct, then they start to spiral out of control and they think, oh, I didn't answer that correctly. Now, what do I do? Now I won't be able to answer the rest of these questions. So why don't you give us some tips and tricks on how people can answer this question well?
Yeah. And if this question doesn't go well, there's a bunch of other questions, I promise you, coming up in the rest of the interview that you can do fine on. So if anything, even if you just said, you know, well, my name is this, and I have this many years of experience. What about you? Tell me about yourself. As like a joke, you're going to do fine. So just first off, let's just brush our shoulders off, relax a little bit, and make sure that when we are answering this question, we're smiling, we're not nervous, and we're having a little fun with it if we can. Now, one of the number one mistakes I see when people answer this question is that they start in the past. So as I mentioned, you know, even if you just talk about what you're doing today and your years of experience, why you're credible, you're gonna ace this question. Now, if you want to take this a step further, so what you want to do is follow this outline. You want to talk about what you do currently, framed in a way that makes sense for the job you're applying for. And mind you, your answer to this question overall should be framed in a way that relates to the organization and to the job that this is for. So if you are interviewing for an organization in the healthcare space that's for a director of learning and development, the first line that you're going to say is going to prove your credibility as a director of learning and development. So you want to talk about what you're currently doing framed in regards to the job that you're applying for. You want to leverage a project that you've recently worked on or are working on and how it relates to the job you are applying for. So you just a little bit of street cred, a little bit of experience that you're currently doing. Then you can talk about your previous roles in a very high level, meaning a couple sentences, and how that relates to the job you're applying for. And then ultimately what your vision is like why you want this role, like what you hope to achieve with it in the organization. So you're using this answer to prove your credibility and to show your alignment with the organization.
So Ben, lots of people can go on and on and on talking about themselves. And then there's people who, you know, maybe they don't have that much experience. So, I mean, would you be able to give some sort of time limit or that people can maybe follow on how long they might be able to be answering this question?
Even if you just talk about your street cred, kind of the experience of where you're at, and you might not even have a lot of experience, but then you're probably not applying for a job that requires a ton of experience. You're making a statement on why you are a good fit for this role and something that relates to the role itself or the organization. Even if you just said that, which is a couple sentences, you would do leaps and bounds better than if you spoke for 10 minutes. And I have interviewed people who have spoken for over 20 minutes at the first question. And I would just be quiet and let them talk because I wanted to see if they would stop. And so you could do the worst thing you can do with this answer, other than start in the past, is to just keep talking. So you should talk from anywhere between 30 seconds to probably 2 minutes. It's maybe 2.5 minutes at most.
So better to be clear and concise than telling the recruiter and the interviewer about your whole history then, huh?
Mm-hmm. They'll ask you questions about specific jobs and projects and behavioral questions later on in the interview. Again, this is just to see if you can communicate. Even better, if you're looking for an executive level role, and you're not concise, then that's huge. I mean, that's a huge part of leadership when you get further down the line. And also, by the way, when you speak more, you're more likely to mess something up and say something that you don't mean. So even if this is, even if you don't have a lot of experience and you're just giving this short bio about yourself, it's better to be brief and concise.
So let me go back to that experience that you had. Did you just let this person talk and talk and talk for 20 minutes? And was that the only question that you asked in the interview? Or did you maybe have one or two more after that?
The interview was 45 minutes long. So I had a couple questions after that. But then that's a really good point. If you aren't brief with this question, you're not getting to the important questions. One of the things that you need to do during an interview is to find out what the other person wants. And you can't do that if you're talking. So if you just go on and on in this initial question, you're never actually going to speak to what the interviewer is looking for.
So Ben, why don't you, would you be able to give a good example of how you would answer this question? Tell me about yourself.
Yeah. So I can give you an example about myself, actually. So it will be different depending on how many years of experience you have. But for example, let's say I'm interviewing for a senior level role in the talent development space. Michael, why don't you launch me at, ask me the question.
All right, Ben, welcome. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your past experience?
Yeah, so I'm an executive leader with over 15 years of experience in the talent development space with a strong focus on embedding an organizational culture where associate engagement and leadership coaching are the norm. Currently, I'm the Associate Director of Talent Development and Organizational Culture at Technova. And one of my major projects is actually launching a new performance development review process. So I'm in the midst of facilitating about 9 different workshops for about 150 associates, while also onboarding 2 training development managers that I recently sourced and hired. And they're going to be focused on distinct aspects of associate development. Now, previously, I've worked as a learning manager and leadership coach for an organization of 40,000 CEO executive members. And in those roles, I facilitated over about 50 training sessions built from scratch, including internal training of new managers. Now, in the near future, I hope to work for an organization that believes in lifelong learning and utilize my skills to build a mentorship and coaching program to develop and retain talent. This is why I applied to this role at XYZ organization, where I've been really incredibly impressed with your values of learning, coaching, and talent development.
And that was perfect. I love that because, you know, you gave that very high level of your past experience. And then also, I love how you quantified lots of those things as well. And then you brought it all back to how it would be relevant to the company that you're applying with XYZ company. So, hey, Ben, that was great. And you know what? I know that you're a busy guy. I know that you have lots of things on a go. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how people can learn more about what you do?
And so just as an example of a poor answer to that question, because you just asked it again. So back in college, I was really passionate about sports and soccer, and I wanted to be a professional athlete. And what ended up happening is I didn't actually become one. I kind of lost my dream and my passion. So that led me to really try to figure out who I was and what I was going to do with my life. And that led me to the fields of personal and professional development. I became really passionate and obsessed around that topic, and studied it obsessively for the past four and a half, five years, till I serendipitously kind of ran into someone who ended up offering me a position as a coach. So I ran a nationwide program in coaching. But then I, you know, was also interested in other things. So I went back to grad school and got two master degrees in graduate programs with a focus on health policy and entrepreneurial management. During that time, though, as coaching, never. So you see how I went to my background, and I could get lost because I don't know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And now those are really important milestones in my life. But then, what is the summary? What is the takeaway? And I'm pausing because I think you got the point. If you start in the past, you're never going to get to the present, and the present and the future are the most important. And so if people want to learn more about me, which I think, was that the ultimate goal of that question? Or am I supposed to focus on something else?
Well, letting people know more about what you do, but I see where you're going with that. Like, starting in the past, you never know what's going to be relevant for, well, things that you think might be relevant for the job might not be relevant to the job at all. And then the recruiter, the person interviewing you, will just be sitting there and wondering, well, how does this help me? How does this help the company when you're talking about your sports experience, or you talk about going back to do your master's? You can easily get lost when you start in the past. So I like how you brought that up. I mean, with all of the things you're doing now, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So my time is basically split between one-on-one coaching as a career and executive coach, where I work with senior managers up to leaders to help them create a career that they love. And the other half is spent creating talent development programs and talent development systems and processes for organizations. So not only do I help people create a career they can love for themselves, but I work with organizations to help them become places that people can fall in love with. So all this, you know, other than just coaching and working internally in organizations, a lot of this, you know, creates content. So I have my own podcast. I have the Live for Yourself Revolution and the Executive Podcast. And then I host a variety of virtual events. They used to be in person, but they are virtual at the moment. So if you're interested in attending events focused on career development and executive leadership, make sure to look me up and follow me on LinkedIn.
Every Friday, you've got this Fearless Fridays. Got a tip every Friday. So make sure that everybody check that out, because Ben's got great tips. He's got great stuff that'll help you out in life and career and everything. So Ben, hey, you know what? It was great having you on here. Loved all the tips and tricks that you gave. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure. And by the way, just to show you, I went high level again with tell me more about yourself. So whenever anyone asks you, tell me about yourself, start with where you're at and what you're working on.
And always go high level. That's awesome. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. My name is Michael Manzano, knowing soon that you will get your offer letter.